Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York City, and we're listening to Mr. Media.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to social media butterfly and Fox News Red Eye commentator, Kinsey Schofield. Stick around. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live, of course, before a studio audience of Wi-Fi-deprived losers in the new media capital of the world and home of the best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Do you ever wonder if those celebrities you follow on Twitter are actually writing all that blather? Or maybe it's ghosts. Do you ever wonder how a woman with a size 9 foot can wear a size 6 heel? Do you ever wonder if Glenn Beck is really two people? One who says horrible, insulting, idiotic things, and another who dances all the way to the bank in size 6 heels? Okay, maybe that's just me. Do you ever wonder why some women are gifted with cascades of beautiful hair and some men have none at all? On second thought, don't answer that one. Do you ever wonder whether I actually write fresh introductions for every guest or simply recycle the same ones from 6 months ago? I don't, by the way, but it's a thought. And what does any of this have to do with my guest, social media expert and Fox News Red Eye commentator, Paula Schofield? No, really, that wasn't a rhetorical question. It was real. I wondered if you knew. Now, while we all think that over, check out this short video. It captures the many moods and lots of the mirth that is the lovely Kinsey Schofield.
I'm here tonight with Kinsey Schofield, writer and social media strategist. I don't know what that is. She's so hot that Icy Hot is now known as Icy Kinsey Schofield.
I'm a total tech nerd. I've got the Twitter, and I've got the Facebook, and I've got the audience to back it up. What is It Girl TV, might you ask? It's where pop culture and technology collide.
Kinsey really impressed me.
Hey guys, welcome to Love Sucks.
I had to wear this tight gray spandex suit. Yeah, it looked like a Teletubby.
I remember that.
Do you remember it now?
I do. Do you think he has a lot of friends online?
I'm not really big on the internet. You know, all these like networking sites. I didn't not talk to you for the past 10 years because I couldn't find you. Because I didn't like you.
Because you've got like 67 million Twitter followers. But how many real friends do you have?
Well, I love my mom, and she does follow me on Twitter. What's the most selfless thing you've done for love? And it could be for your mom, or your dad, or your cat. Oh, this feels so good. WTF is Tyler. Most recently, I was seen on the cover of Entrepreneur magazine. No big deal. I'm kind of young and stuff.
Were you spanked?
I was, and I am awesome.
Justice, you are hot.
Have you ever taken something that doesn't belong to you?
Just your heart.
Best answer ever. Dakota, why are you so mean in this movie? Did anyone in your life ever tell you you couldn't accomplish something and you showed them you did it?
People generally have been pretty supportive through my life.
Kinsey, do girls have an equivalent kind of practice? Is it just basically teasing?
I love sack tapping. I am a notorious sack tapper too, gentlemen.
Kinsey!
Instead of completely rehashing all the morbid details of some of our favorite characters that met their demise, we have decided to dedicate a moment of silence to each and every one of them. Okay, that was boring. Now let's watch what we thought was Elena and Damon kissing, but it was really that harlot Catherine.
Kinsey Schofield, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, look, I don't want this to get out of hand, but how do I know this is the real Kinsey Schofield and not a ghost guest?
LOL, LOL. I can show you my ID. I've got my passport in my back pocket.
Sure, let's see it.
Okay, don't worry. really have my passport in my back pocket.
See, we'll never know. This could be a complete scam, folks. At least I did ask right up front. So anything that happens from here on, you'll know that. Well, maybe it was Kinsey, and maybe it wasn't. If you're listening on radio and not watching on TV, you may have to wonder a little longer. So watch it on TV. Let's try this. Say something about Kinsey that only Kinsey would know.
I love spooning. Well, I guess there needs to be a partner involved in that, so only Kinsey would not know. Let's see. What does it do only I know? I like to watch Hannah Montana when no one's around. I love the Disney Channel.
Okay, I don't think a guest ghost would have admitted to something like that. But here's the bigger question.
I watch the Disney Channel, yeah.
Why am I suddenly asking things that only Joey on Friends would ask? That's the bigger question, I think. All right, let's move on from there. Now, you introduced me to a perfectly logical term, but one that I hadn't heard before, ghost blogging. What is it, and is this a real issue?
I wouldn't say that it's an issue. I think it's a new way for, you know, creative people, writers, to make money, and it's a new way for, you know, it's something that's been done all along. Publicists have done it for years, said things that their clients didn't really mean or are just maybe approved. So it's something that's been around forever, but now there's more of a need for it. It's not just giving us weekly a quote over here or responding to some chaos that's just happened in their life to a newspaper. It's, you know, always we need to think about something to tweet because we have to stay relevant. So it's something that's been around for a very long time. It's just now blowing up because there are more media outlets that you're having to compete with to stay relevant.
So Twitter went to a system, I think, sometime in the last year or so, where it was verifying celebrities. So when you see them tweeting, it's been verified that this is the actual celebrity. Do we need a secondary verification system to verify that the celebrity is actually tweeting their own tweets?
I mean, I don't think that it's really bothersome to people. I think as long as they feel like they're staying in the know with that celebrity, that they're content with it. But just because an account's verified doesn't mean that that is actually that celebrity. It just means that that's actually that celebrity's team's agenda's account. You know, it's approved by that celebrity, but it certainly does not mean that that celebrity is behind the account.
Hmm. And you have some tips on how we can tell if it's the real person or a ghost?
Yeah, there are definite signs that you're watching a ghost blogger. For instance, if they only tweet or talk about something post an event, it might be a ghost blogger because celebrities don't want to be bombarded. They don't want you to show up where they're at. So if they're like, had a great time at such and such party at this nightclub or bar, you're probably dealing with a ghost blogger. Also, you'll notice that some celebrities tweet a lot of positive affirmations, which is a great organic way to be retweeted. And it's a sure sign that you're dealing with a ghost blogger, because really, how often is P. Diddy sitting there, you know, thinking of happy, positive things to say? No, he's out making money. Or I shouldn't have said Diddy, because I don't know if he does that. Not to get anybody in trouble. I think Diddy actually runs the Twitter page.
Well, so let's just ask him. Hey, Diddy, come on over here for a minute. Kinsey's wondering. Oh, never mind. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But there, you know, big celebrities aren't sitting around thinking, oh, what positive affirmations can I put out into the universe today? They're out actually making money and making change, and they're not. So if somebody's sitting there verbally vomiting positive affirmations, if they talk in third person, you know, sometimes they'll flip because they're realizing that they're promoting something. So if they ever talk in third person, if it's just a stream of promotion, you're definitely dealing with some sort of marketing team. So there are a lot of signs that you might be dealing with a ghost blogger. And even when you have a ghost blogger, the celebrity does peek over your shoulder every once in a while and give you a legitimate statement to make, and you make that statement. So you're not, it's still their stream. Like, their stream is pretty legitimate, but your responses, what you're saying to them, probably is not going to get to them.
Hmm. Now, there are some celebrities that are actually doing their own tweeting and seem to actually enjoy it. I I may be wrong, but I mean, I feel like some of them I've had on the show. One of the most interesting ones was Eddie McClintock, who's the star of Warehouse 13. I mean, he's not, you know, I'm not talking about Paris Hilton here, but I'm fairly convinced that he's doing his own blogging and tweeting.
Well, and absolutely, there are multiple different reasons why celebrities utilize social media. It's either ego, or it is actually the fact that they grasp new media and staying on top of what, you know, kitschy in marketing, and they want to be ahead of the game as far as marketing is concerned. So there are those people that just trust you and say, oh yeah, put together a Twitter page for me, make it sound awesome, you know, just make sure you promote this and plug this, and also can you say hi to my mom. And then there are the celebrities that are sitting there and every 2 seconds checking their responses because it's all ego driven. And, you know, or, you know, this Eddie man that you speak of probably just likes communicating with his fans. So it's ego driven, or they're just legitimately looking to create relationships with people that have shown interest in them, or it's just a market. It's just a marketing tool.
I think I saw William Shatner indicate that he does not type his own tweets, but he does dictate them to a college kid he's hired. He claims he doesn't know how to use a computer.
Oh, yeah, and I know that Meatloaf will openly talk about that too. He's like, well, I'm saying this stuff, but I've got my cute intern that does it for me. So a lot of people will just be like, I'm completely unfamiliar with how to do it, but I would like to be a part of it.
I know years ago I would deal with CEOs. I do a lot of nonfiction business writing, and CEOs were all like, oh, I don't know how to use a computer. I have a secretary for that. Now, of course, they all do, and they've got their BlackBerries going 24 hours a day, driving their families crazy. I'm sure there's some celebrities that are, you know, doing it themselves and some that aren't. We need to take a quick break here. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with the lovely social media expert, Kinsey Schofield, and we'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
Ah, you're finally back. What took so long?
Honey, you know how many shades of white paint they carry? 34.
So what'd you get?
Ultra Premium Puffy Cloud White.
And that's going to match the dining room?
I have no idea.
Hey, you know what? It's white.
There's another can in the car. I just want to sit for a sec.
Are you okay?
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke, and many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk, but it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
Later, much later, we heard something. We didn't breathe for listening. Then footsteps on the back porch, creeping, then more confident. After all, nobody was home. A hand closed on the knob on the screen door to the kitchen and found it latched. We heard a little sawing sound as a file began to slice through the screen wire. Grandma reached down for something in her sewing basket. Through the darkness, I managed to notice Grandma's rocker was rocking and she wasn't in it. She was standing over me. "Keep just behind me," she whispered. I followed her across the room into the kitchen. Now we were by the door, and I heard the scuffle of heavy feet in there on the crinkly linoleum. Grandma turned back to me. Under my nose, she struck a wooden match with her thumbnail. She touched the match to something in her other hand. It sizzled. Then she leaned down and rolled it into the invisible kitchen. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book A Long Way from Chicago by Richard Peck. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Heath Keltz. You may recognize me from my work in feature films or national commercials on television, but I'm here to talk to you about something serious. Over 15 million people play fantasy football every year, and most of them lose. Where do you go to get your fantasy football fix? The internet? television? You need to be listening to 32 Teens, the real fantasy football show, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on chataboutit.com. And if you don't do it for me or your league, do it for the children.
Hi, this is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with social media expert Kinsey Schofield. Hey, Kinsey, I want to ask you a question that's sort of neither here nor there. I'm looking at a picture of you where from the Kids Choice Awards 2010, and it looks like one of the Jonas Brothers is completely checking you out in that little black skirt. Am I wrong?
Oh, my gosh. And moving on.
I don't know them. I don't know which is which, but I do seem to recognize that is the Jonas Brothers. Is that correct?
That's so cute. Yeah, I love Joe Bro. They're the cutest boys ever. Although in LA, you hear some very interesting rumors about those young men that I don't want to get into because I don't want to break any hearts or start any riots in the street. But you do hear some fun rumors.
I think you just did. God. The only reason I asked was I noticed that here on the show you're wearing glasses, and in this very glamorous picture, you're not. Now, you're very glamorous with your glasses, but I wondered, when do you wear them? When do you not wear them?
The glasses. I definitely am a tech nerd, so that's why I had to go for the fake crazy glasses. I have horrible eyesight, so I knew when I was getting glasses that they had to be very chic and trendy. But I'm really wearing, contacts. You showed my reel. I'm also pursuing a hosting career, so you've got to look somewhat glamorous whenever you can. So the glasses are on because I've been doing some computer work today, and I was just trying to stay in a specific theme.
Okay. Well, I know that you are a very tech-savvy gal. You were recently ranked number 25 on a list of the 100 greatest women in social media. How did that come about? How does word get around that somebody is, big in social media?
I have no idea. I Googled myself one day out of sheer boredom, and I stumbled upon that list, and I was very honored. I think social media is interesting because it's almost like every person that you stumble upon, whether you're in a chat room or on a message board or, just on Twitter or Facebook, who you may know, it's everybody that you reach out to. It's like, I imagine it's like a king hand for that person. So I am always going to talk back, and I'm always going to be interested in meeting new people. And I've just really put myself out there as far as social media is concerned. I'm always interested in the next big thing, the next big website. I just love the world. So I just have completely dived into it.
Well, I want to ask you a social media question, take advantage of your expertise and the fact that you're female. I wonder if you had any thoughts for young women like yourself as to how they can get the most out of social media and at the same time stay safe, not put themselves in harm's way.
Well, it just depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I live in Los Angeles, and I'm, pursuing hosting. But I'm not going to cruise Craigslist, and I'm not going to show up in an audition that doesn't look legitimate. You know what I mean? I would say always stay in a safe circle. All my friends I've basically met online that have become real friends, but I've never met them in a way that I'm putting myself in jeopardy. And the internet has done so much for me. I was on an e-show because they found my MySpace page. That translated into my ghost logging job. So I definitely promote utilizing the internet and being very creative. Have a blog, start a blog. Your opinion matters. You might not think it does, but your opinion matters. Be creative, be funny. You have no idea how many people you can touch and who might stumble upon it that you might, touch their heart. So I would just say experiment, but be safe, and don't ever go meet somebody that without a friend or Just it's common sense for the most part, I would say. So I would just say be smart about it.
At what point did you know that you were having an impact in social media, that, you know, your message was getting out, or not necessarily a message like a big heavy kind of thing, but, you know, that just, you know, people were responding to you?
Well, when mainstream media started picking it up, I was in, you know, 944 magazine acknowledged me a couple of years ago. Fox News Phoenix would do stories on, you know, the kind of the silliness that I was going to. I was going to great lengths to get people to visit my MySpace page, flyering the town for it. Just when mainstream media was kind of like, oh, she's quirky, she's creative, you know, she's doing something different. That's when I was like, I might be doing something right, so maybe I should just pursue this avenue.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever posted in a blog or in a tweet and then maybe wished you could take back quickly?
When I was working for Robert Kiyosaki, who's one of the most brilliant men I've ever had the pleasure of encountering in my entire life, the author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, I came across some spelling errors a couple of times when tweeting for him, and so that was a huge mistake, and you would not believe the amount of phone calls I received from the team when those would go up, and it's, you know, my excuse was, oh, well, now he looks like a real person. Everybody misspells things. But you've got to watch yourself when you're representing somebody that is an actual personality.
Now, over the years, there have been some major swings with social media. I mean, there was that point when Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace, and everyone thought, oh, this is going to be huge. And then it really kind of didn't grow beyond that point. Facebook has been huge. Twitter has been huge. Do you see another social media movement ahead, or do you think that, do you think that Facebook and Twitter will, you know, be long lasting?
I feel like I love Facebook, but Twitter's my favorite. I feel like it's the most, and it's the most invasive way to say hello, to make new friends. Facebook's for existing friends. But I feel like MySpace went down because too many suits got involved, and it became, how are we going to make money? How are we going to, you know, how are we going to take over the world, rather than what it was at first, which was just playful and fun and make new friends and get to show off about yourself and, you know, customize your profile. I loved MySpace. And I feel like Facebook could have that problem. I hate that, you know, ads are customized to things I've recently tweeted about or I've recently updated my status about. I hate that ads are customized to things that are in my interests. It totally creeps me out. And I think that Twitter excels because they're not trying to shove anything down your throat, and it's really just about you and your experience and your audience, and they're not trying to bombard you with, you know, soap or, you know, it's some sort of product that you're not interested in.
All right. Well, folks, we're just about out of time, but if you've enjoyed this taste of Kinsey Schofield, I want you to know that you can find her all over the interwebs. She's on Twitter at Kinsey's, K-I-N-S-E-Y-S, as in Kinsey S. You can find her on Facebook at Kinsey, K-I-N-S-E-Y. She's got her own website, of course, Kinsey Schofield, S-C-H-O-F-I-E-L-D.com. And search her on YouTube, and you can check out that funny clip that we showed at the top of this show all over again. Kinsey, it was a lot of fun to talk to you. I hope maybe you'll come back and talk to us again, and thanks for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite celebrities and TV personalities, you can surf over to our main website at MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you there. No syncing needed, no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. And downloading is easy, so go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media Radio and TV listeners and watchers. I gotta rewrite that line. It's gotten old. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you will never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Hey, and while you're there, give us a review. Give us a few stars. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for watching and listening.